everyone, and welcome to another episode of All Together Now. What the hell?
Okay, what come on. What the hell?
Okay, good. All right, now we got that out of the way. And, you know, we actually have a pretty good episode for you right here because it has to do with something I happen to like very much, which is high school band music. Now, I was in the high school band, and Tony White was in the high school band. And Ramon, your last name again is?
Mendez.
Yeah, Ramon Mendez. You were, see, I already forgot your name. You were in the high school band.
Yes, sir.
You played percussion.
Yes.
Did you play snares or what did you play?
For my high school band, snare drummer. For the All City Band, my initial year was cymbals and then 2 years of snare drum.
Right, okay. And you played saxophone.
I played saxophone, but in the All City Band, I played cymbals.
Yeah, in the saxophone, alto, tenor?
I played tenor.
Yeah.
Actually, I played them all, but tenor and soprano are my main.
Yeah, basically, they're all the same. It's just they're a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, the tenor's a little longer than the alto. The bass is a little longer than the tenor.
Right.
And then you get into a bassoon, which is really long. You know, I think one of the things that I find interesting about high school bands, having been in one, is it is a great way to divert your energy. It's a great way to, you know, after a day full of frustration in school or whatever it was that you're dealing with, you're out on the field, you're marching, or you're in the main band room and you're performing, and you know, it takes you to a different place. What place does it take you to, Tony?
For me, it actually takes you to a place of relaxing, creativity, experimentation in a healthy way for kids, you know, to come and to be able to work together for a common cause, common goal. And that's what you see when you have the band that marches in the Rose Parade or any band program for that matter, when they are led by a quality instructor to help, you know, them to reach their goals, to set the goals and to measure them and then keep them going towards.
Now you're the head of music for LAUSD for the after-school program.
Yes,
is that right?
I'm the coordinator for music and entertainment education in the Los Angeles Unified School District beyond the Bell Branch.
Beyond the Bell, so that's the after-school program.
Yes.
You don't necessarily deal with what's going on during the periods of school.
That's not true. I deal with it all, actually, because, you know, I always said this about myself. I'm an educator, first of all. I taught for 10 years at Fremont High School. But I'm an educator, so education is 24/7, and it doesn't matter. But yes, my station now is in after-school programs, but I do a lot of advising in regards to in-school matters and looking at hiring and of teachers and looking at helping to create curriculum that is, you know, that's going to give our kids the next challenge.
Where are we in 2020 with regard to music in school?
We are in an interesting place. We are, you know, everybody thinks about the good old days, but I think about, I've done some research. C.J. Kahn, who was one of the great, you know, music inventors back in the 1890s or so, he was.
I remember him.
Right. Well,
he and I had lunch together one day.
No. But he had a campaign about advocacy for music and music education, and he was trying to raise money back then in those days. It's still the same. But the paradigm is, you know, obviously when we had Prop 13, we lost a lot of funding, and you know, so now we're in the grips about how we recreate this movement. How do we get people involved? And like yourself, I run into a lot of people who were in the band. They were drum majors. They were musicians. And nobody wants to see music cut, but no one has stepped forward to say, this is how we maintain music to keep it going in perpetuity.
So I've told this story before, but I've never really related it to my band experience. So let me do that. When I was in high school, a local radio station had a contest, and the contest was, tell us why you want to report the high school football scores on Friday night. And I sent in a postcard, which was a little thing with a stamp on it, and you wrote, and you stuck it in a blue box, and it ended up somewhere. And so I wrote one of those postcards, and they either pulled my name out of a box, or I actually, you know, I was the only one that entered, or I really won. I don't know which. But that's why I'm here today. Is because of a contest. But I wouldn't have gotten in that contest if I hadn't been in the band.
Right. It's the leadership. It's music says, I dare you. Music, you know, and to perform music says, I dare you. When you get in front of a lot of people and you're doing something and you're out of your comfort zone you know, you have to either turn it on or you turn it off. And we tell our kids to turn it on. And I think when you're in a band like 360 people, then you're not seen as much, but you are felt. And that's what we encourage in the band, to make sure your presence is felt and to contribute to the world on a larger level than it would be, say, if you're just home playing Nintendo.
Now, I've won elections in my life, but one of my greatest losses was as drum major of my high school band. The guy that won was wonderful, so I'm not dissing anybody. But I practiced, and I got up there on the day that we were supposed to audition, and my song was Everything's Coming Up Roses from Gypsy. And I got up there, and I 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm doing my thing,
yeah.
And I'm doing it well,
right?
And I'm thinking, I got this thing. I'm good at this, yeah.
Right.
I lost,
you're right.
But I thought it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. And I thought, how cool would it be to be a drum major? Were you a drum major?
No, I lost my drum major spot
election.
Too. When I got up there, and I thought I did it too. And I thought
What song did you do?
I did The Children of Sanchez by Chuck Mangione.
Oh yeah,
that was one of my. You know, Chuck Mangione was the big guy in the 70s.
Right.
And
want to sing it?
Yeah.
No.
I'd play it, but I didn't make it either. But that taught me a valuable lesson about being prepared and for the audition and going to the next step. And then, you know, Ramon here, he was my assistant drum major in high school. He auditioned for me, and I remember I had those feelings when the audition, like, oh my god, I remember this. And you know, okay, and I had, you know, it was him and Armando Lopez, and I won't forget.
Yes.
And but he did a great job, and look where he is today. He's still a part of this process.
Yes.
And he's still running around with a baton in his hand.
He does. He actually trains our drum majors that we have in the All City Band. We have 6 of them. He runs a camp that we have that we're going to have a little more of a camp this year. So definitely, you know, but I, you know, we learn from those things there.
Well, you know, I think so many things as we're growing up as children that we can get engaged in. There's sports. We could be on the football team if you could play football. Yeah. You could be on the swim team if you can swim. Yeah. Or if you learn how to play an instrument, you could be in the band.
That's right.
Or the orchestra.
Right.
Yes,
or the chorus. Or the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's so many things that we can do do well.
Right.
So I think, you know, one of the things that I always find interesting is when these kids are performing in parades, when they're in band fests, wearing competitions, those sort of things. And the All City Honor Band?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were in the Rose Parade this year. They're in the Martin Luther King Day Parade this year.
Yeah.
You've been in that parade for decades, the Rose Parade.
Yes.
Well, what's that experience like for your students?
Well, you know, it's the granddaddy of them all, first of all, the Tournament of Roses Parade.
Well, I'm the granddaddy of the Rose Parade.
Which gets you to be but it's the granddaddy of them all, and it, you know, this is the 131st, I believe, Rose Parade. This is our 48th year, our meaning the LA Unified All City Marching Band, and we're looking forward to celebrating our 50th anniversary in 2 years. We're looking forward to giving more kids the opportunity to be able to be a part of this magnificent audience. You know, it's 1 million people that you're playing for live, and then I'm not sure about how many millions there is that you're playing for on recorded devices, et cetera. So one of the greatest things is that when you are able to do that is to be able to feel the energy and the positivity. It's you know, America's celebration. It's the year's celebration. So it's a celebratory event.
You know, music is what cures our ills.
Yes.
In many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mellow music relaxes us.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll, heavy metal, that can be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, music really affects us, and it affects us in many good ways, I think. And I believe that people who are exposed to music have the opportunity to be able to take that somewhere. They can become a musician. They could become professional. You play professionally?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And who do you play with?
My own groups, the Tony White Project, you know, trio projects, whoever hires me, that's who I'll play with.
But what kind of music does the Tony White Project do?
I mean, it's mostly, I would say jazz.
I love
improvised
jazz,
bass music, creative music, where I'm able to work with other artists and create, have my own statement of saying. So,
What kind of songs do you do? Give me a couple.
Some originals, but also, you know, the standards, How High the Moon, Charlie Parker tunes, John Coltrane tunes, you know, Joe Lovano, whoever, you know, whatever is happening. I want to be able to play it all.
Yeah, I don't know that people realize how important this is, but this is a carrying over generation to generation
Yes.
And if we don't have people that carry it over from generation to generation to generation, we can lose things.
That's right.
Yes.
And so the mere fact that you are somebody who's probably 40, maybe?
Well, that's a good guess. Keep going. I like that, though. I like it. I'm 52.
Okay, you're 52.
I'm proud of
you. Look good. You look
good.
Thank you. But, you know, the big band era was long before you were born.
Yes.
The jazz era was long before you were born.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the fact that we have people who continue to keep this music alive and well is good for us all.
It is. It is. I mean, like my heroes, like, say, Pete Fountain, who I love. You know, I was just in
New Orleans
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was in New Orleans. So Pete Fountain, you go back to listening to Louis Armstrong. I've had the honor of working with Wynton Marsalis. You know, a lot of great people. I mean, but I also have the honor of meeting Gustavo Dudamel.
Oh.
So knowing that music, you know, really doesn't have any boundaries. We want to have them separated in different genres, but it doesn't have any boundaries. And it brings us all together, you know, whether it be a hymn or whether it be a gospel tune or whatever it is. It's something that unites the people. And that's what we look at in the All District Band, how what we do with the music, how it unites us all together for a common cause.
I was just thinking about something interesting, but, you know, I like to listen to audiobooks or my podcast whenever I'm on the road. but I will tell you that sometimes when I'm feeling a little stressed, I'll go to my music app and I'll listen to music, and suddenly I feel, even in the rush of traffic, a little calmer. A little calmer.
It does help a lot.
It does help a lot. Well, what's the most important thing you want people to understand who might have children? First, about learning instruments. Second, about if they're in LAUSD, to be involved in a program like yours.
Well, I want to say that if parents, please encourage your children to be involved with music. You know, it's just not for the sake of them being a musician and going on to be a great artist, but just to be involved with something that's greater than what they are. Meaning that, you know, put down the video games, you know, get involved and create something, perform, you know. And then the other thing about for LA Unified School District, you know, is that we are making some great strides to keep music alive. We know we always get bashed about music not being there, and it's not the same level. Yeah, and nothing has remained the same, but we want to encourage it, and we want to get involved with it, and we want to, you know, make sure music is around for the years to come.
Yes, music is food for the soul, right? And thinking about food, when we have our children, we have them try different.
Chicken soup was food for the soul. Got that wrong.
Definitely so. That's good, too.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Good. Yeah. But, you know, when we have our children and our babies, and they're experimenting with different food and trying, same thing with music, you know, exposure, right? Take them to a parade. Let them look at the marching bands. Let them soak that in. And
I'm a believer that it's important to listen to all kinds of music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, maybe you don't like rap, but is it a bad thing to learn? No, of course not.
No.
I mean, 1, 2, 3 into the four.
It's an engagement.
Dr. Dre's at the door.
Dr. Dre's at the door, right?
You're right.
Well, I would say, like, Neil Peart, he just passed away. Neil Peart was Rush. A great drummer from Rush. And I was I'm influenced by Neil Peart, believe it or not, because he was influenced by Buddy Rich and by the
one
great
of the greatest
jazz drummers. Right.
Buddy Rich, one of the greatest drummers of all time.
You know, so you think about that, like, you know, it's like, man, right, there are no boundaries. It's only the boundaries that we put up there in ourselves, so... Yes.
Good advice. Okay. People want to audition or want their kids to audition. When do they do that?
Please come. First of all, contact Beyond the Bell at area code 213-241-7900.
Or our website might be.
Our website as well. And ask for me, Tony White, or, you know, or look for the LA All City Band.
What is your website?
It is Beyond the Bell, LAUSD.beyondthebell.net.
Okay, got it. And what's your final thought?
My final thought is just support the arts. They're life changing, and look at life. We all seek the arts for balancing our stressful lives, and let's support what we look out for.
This is a terrific band. If you miss them in the Rose Parade, here they are. Listen to it a little bit. And we'll see you next time.
Yes,
and if
thank you, Hal.
If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. And join us at, ready, guys?
What the hell?
See how easy it was to teach him how to say that? All right. See you next time, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.